Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory.
Most of us enjoy having company in our home. We love to entertain family and friends, to be hospitable the way that God's word intends us to be. We love to spend time with others. We have a tendency during this time to maybe be a little frustrated about that and not being able to entertain friends and family. But think about this for a moment. How often does that company come when we least expect it? When it comes to unexpected company, we tend to be a little bit more nervous, a little bit more cautious about that. Well, God's word tells us that Jesus is going to return. The question is, are we ready? Please stay with me for just a few moments today as we discuss the topic of an unexpected guest.
Of your plans for us, truths unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity, and by grace we'll stand on your promises, and by faith we'll walk as you walk with us. Speak, O Lord, till your church is built and the earth is filled with your glory.
I'm sure all of us have been in the scenario where we're running around the house, it's a mess, you're trying to get kids ready, you're either going to bed or maybe trying to go somewhere, and all of a sudden you hear a knock at your door or the doorbell ring. And our minds automatically go to, who could this be? The house is a mess. There's no time to clean the house. You have to get to the door, and you're just hoping that it's not someone that you would deem important to you. And the key to staying calm in a situation like this is to always have your house clean. We may say things like, well, if I knew that company was coming over, I would clean the house. That's what we typically do when we invite someone into our home. We typically spend a lot of time prior to that, making sure that the house is ready the way that we want it to be presented to others. And so it's difficult for us when somebody comes unexpected. And again, one day we're going to have the most important unexpected guest of our lives. And I'm not talking about anyone who lives on this earth right now. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has promised us that he is going to return. And in John 14, in the first three verses, Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." In these verses, Jesus tells us that he's coming back to get those who are faithful to him. And he explains a little bit about why. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." He is going through the trouble of preparation and preparing a place that he tells us that if he is going to prepare it, then he is going to come back and get us. The only trouble in all this is that we do not know when Jesus is coming back. The only promise that he has made us is that he is coming back. And the other promise that he makes us is that he's going to come back at a time that is unexpected to us. In 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Again, we see in these verses that the Lord will come as a thief in the night. And so we must keep our spiritual house ready for that day. You know, I've had many friends that have gone through the adoption process. And one of the things that they state that is at least nerve-wracking and troublesome to them is that when they signed up to adopt a child, one of the things that the state, at least in the state of Ohio, and I'm not sure about the state of West Virginia or any of the surrounding states, but one of the things that at least the state of Ohio does is they come to the house for at least one unexpected visit. And so one of the things that you have to be aware of when you go through this process and you sign up for this process, you do it with the understanding that someone at some point is going to be coming to your house. And one of the things that several of the friends have mentioned to me is that they do a pretty thorough job at times going through the house, making sure that there aren't things that are going to be dangerous for a child that would be coming in to this home. They make sure that these parents aren't trying to hide something that might be harmful for the kids that would be coming into the home. And so they do a pretty good job of digging into this family's life to the point that oftentimes, if I am being used as a reference, they will call me and have a detailed conversation with me about these people to make sure that the thing that they're about to allow these parents to do is going to be safe for the children. And so when we think about that, one of the things that they have said is that they need to be ready at all times for this visit because they seem to come at the most inopportune time and when we're least expecting it. Again, we have to continually remind ourselves that Jesus is coming as well. And he may come at a time that is very inopportune for us. We may want him to wait for 10 minutes. And again, if it's somebody that's coming to our door, we might be able to say to them, if they're a close friend, you know, hey, can you give me 10 minutes? I'm not quite ready. And then I will let you in. But when the Lord returns, we're not going to be able to ask the Lord to give us a little bit more time. What the Lord is doing right now is giving us time. If you go back to 2 Peter chapter 3, that's exactly what he's talking about. He said, the Lord is not slow about his promise as some count slowness, or he is not slack about his promise. He is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What God is doing right now while we still have breath in our lungs is giving us time to make our lives right with him. And so until the next installment of this small glass of lemonade, I encourage you to ready yourself for your unexpected guest.
Unending, 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. Worship your.